In the past week, the Pentagon has ordered the deployment of more than 60,000 additional U.S. troops in preparation for a possible war against Iraq. Within a month or 6 weeks, the U.S. military force around Iraq could exceed 150,000 soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. Defense officials say they don't know how long the force will be kept on hold. Military planners say a delay of a few months should be manageable. A longer delay could raise some problems. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Right now, the Pentagon is racing troops to the Gulf. United Nations weapons inspectors are due to give an important report to the UN Security Council at the end of this month. President Bush delivers his State of the Union address the very next day. Administration officials have hinted they could be ready for war almost any time after that. But they want to line up as much international support as they can, and that could take time, months perhaps. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says it's a real challenge for war planners.
What we have to do is to try to do what we're doing in a way that gives the president and the world options to use force if, in fact, that becomes necessary, while at the same time recognizing that one can't pick a date certain, and therefore what you must do is also have backup plans so that you don't overstress the force and that you manage it in a way that's appropriate.
In the fall of 1990, after Iraq invaded Kuwait, U.S. naval and ground forces were also rushed to the Gulf. U.S. military commanders didn't know exactly how soon they'd go into combat. In the end, many units were kept waiting for months. The Army general in charge of Gulf War logistics was Gus Pagonis, now retired. Pagonis says he doesn't see a short-term problem with keeping troops on standby. There could even be an advantage, he says, in giving the troops more time to train for their mission.
The combat troops and the teams, they'll love it because they can train together, work together, play together, and build the camaraderie that we did during the Gulf War for the 6 months. For the logistician, it's going to be much more difficult. People will not want to eat the meals ready to eat and those kind of rations for an extended period. You're going to have to be able to get regular meals, vegetables, bread, Class A rations, as we call them, into the theater.
Sailors and Marines would be waiting on board ships. Even in peacetime, they spend months away from their families. An extended war deployment could lengthen that separation. Retired Vice Admiral John Bat LaPlante was at sea during the Gulf War with his forces for more than 7 months, but there were no morale problems, LaPlante says, because the sailors and Marines felt the country was behind them. And as long as the force currently being assembled believes war is coming, LaPlante sees no problems keeping the troops ready and motivated.
If they, however, developed a mindset that they're just essentially a pawn on the board, a negotiating tool, if they get the sense that this isn't real, then there are going to be morale problems.
Of course, the force heading to the Gulf right now is a negotiating tool, in a sense. U.S. officials have said the presence of those troops puts the threat of force behind the diplomacy that's now taking place. Some Gulf War veterans say this means the current deployment may have to be handled carefully. In 1990, the Gulf War commander, Army General Norman Schwarzkopf, said from the outset there would be no troop rotations. Everyone who went for the war knew they'd have to stay there until the war was finished. Retired Army Lieutenant General Dan Christman, one of the Iraq War planners, can't see U.S. commanders making the same flat statement today.
In the fall of 90, when we were deploying troops over there, we had an occupying army in a foreign country that had already invaded, and the timelines, I think, all of us recognized were very, very imminent. In this case, we're trying to cobble together an alliance in the Security Council. In this case, there has been yet no smoking gun. There's been no attack by Saddam. And so I think what we're trying to do is make sure time works for us and not for Saddam.
Christman distinguishes between keeping troops ready indefinitely in attack positions, sleeping in their tanks, for example, and keeping them forward in Kuwait or other regions, ready for action but not fully mobilized. A positioning like that, he says, can continue much longer.
There is a limit to how long you can keep folks there in theater, even in logistical bases that are reasonably comfortable. But I would say that's measured in many, many months.
None of this considers the weather issue. U.S. commanders have said they'd like to move, if possible, before the summer heat sets in. And all the pros and cons of going sooner or later may ultimately count less than the politics of war now being played out at the U.N. and in capitals around the world. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.